Chapter 57. Jesse picked up 91 north of Greenfield, crossed into Vermont with New Hampshire to the east, got on Route 11 heading toward Londonderry. Finally, on Route 7, driving fast, when he had two lanes, slowing down when it was back to one lane, heading into Dorset. The mountains were all around him. Maybe Candace Pennington really was up here somewhere. Maybe he wasn't too late. He was just getting on 7 when he saw the incoming call, this time from Molly Crane. "Fucking bastard," she said. In the background, he heard Sonny say, "What she said." "When I didn't hear from you, I decided to check your location on my phone, just out of curiosity," Molly said. "Lo and behold, I found out that my lion boss was on the move." "Some things I still need to do alone," he said. "It's my case, too." "I know that, Molls," he said, "and I'm sorry." "No, you're not," she said, and hung up. Jesse thought more about what Dix had said about Feeney and his possible pathology. All the feelings he might have repressed since the night of the rape, until he couldn't. Including feelings for Candace. If he was right, Jesse had practically handed her over to the son of a bitch. Jesse didn't know how far up Bear Mountain Road the Feeney house was. He parked at the bottom of it. It was completely dark by now. Woods dark and deep. Who'd written that? Molly would know. He'd ask her later when she was talking to him again. He saw one light in the distance. Now somebody was home. He checked his phone and saw that he had 2 bars. He knew he should call Chacon for backup. But if they were in there, no time for that now. Jesse shut off the phone, put on the duty belt he wore with his jeans. No taser or flashlight, just cuffs hooked to the back in case. He made his way up the hill toward the house, staying at the edge of the tree line. 1 foot in front of another, they say at AA. He finally reached the house, a 2-story cabin with a porch in front. In the back, he thought he could make out a treehouse. The light was coming from the front of the first floor. Not much of a light at that, like one lamp was lit. "Going somewhere Bo can't find me," Feeney had said. Truth and lies. Jesse took his gun out of its holster. Came in a low scrabble out of the woods. Footsteps on his old gray New Balances lost under all the night sounds around him. Briefly wondering what kind of animals you could encounter in the mountains of Vermont. He was at a side window now, shade halfway drawn, slowly raising himself up so that the window was nearly at eye level, wanting to see if Feeney was in there. Praying they both were there. He was still in his crouch, gun in his right hand, when he felt the barrel of the gun in his back and heard a voice he somehow recognized after all these years. "Don't make me shoot you, asshole," he said. Bo Marino barked out a laugh. "Least not yet."